number four. We're back. Jason and Al.
Back.
Yeah, that's
right. How long has it been?
Oh, God, it's been about 5 weeks, and I've gotten a few emails from people saying, basically, where the hell are you guys? Did the 40s kill you? So, no, the 40s didn't kill us, and that's no joke. I was getting a few emails from people, especially coming from MySpace, I think, that were saying, where's the new show? So,
apologies. In rehab?
Yeah.
How was rehab treating you?
Rehab was treating me pretty good.
Nice.
How about you?
Please. Oh, please, that's for quitters.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess I was a quitter then for a while, but we're back now, and yeah, we quit rehab, so we're back
nice.
In full effect, and show number four is starting off, so I think, I don't even remember where we were in the last show, but basically, again, I'm going to stop introducing how the show works after, I think, this episode, because everybody else will know how the show runs by this point, hopefully. But basically, we pick a 40 every week, and we try to get the same 40, and we review it at the end of the podcast, and we give it a brown paper bag rating. And today, we've picked, well, you can go ahead and introduce the 40 we picked today.
Got the OE Ice 800.
Yes, we're rolling with the OE, but it's not regular 8-ball, it's the Ice. And we, for the listeners out there, we don't know if they even make this stuff anymore. We had to dig and dig for this stuff. And there was no dust on my bottle, but it was buried deep in the back of the malt liquor cabinet at the liquor store.
Found at your finer establishments?
Yes, and I know that. Well, that's the excuse. We should have started off the show saying we were looking for a fine malt liquor like OEA Ice 800, and that's why the show took so long to get on the air. But everybody would know that's a lie. But
that's
anyways, we're rolling 8% alcohol tonight.
8%. Nice.
That's right. And you're in Florida, and I'm in Michigan, so are you rolling the wide mouth, or are you rolling the regular standard 40-ounce? Because I'm rolling the standard 40-ounce. I don't even know if they make the wide mouth. Okay, standard for you, too.
Oh, that's funny. I haven't seen that since college.
Mm-hmm. You can find the only
I was in college. Is your wedding. Weren't you guys serving them?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the top shelf stuff. That's the premium stuff. No, they still make the wide mouth, but they only make it in Mickey's and Crazy Horse.
Do they?
Yeah, and I mean, that's actually all I see Mickey's in now, and especially Crazy Horse. So, and I did drink a 40 of Crazy Horse over 4th of July weekend this year, so I know that for a fact that Crazy Horse is rocking the wide mouth still.
Nice, I didn't know that.
Remember, the wider mouth lets it go down quicker. So, but anyways, yeah, so we were pre-gaming a little today, so, and drinking. And we had a few brews beforehand, and so we're not entirely sober when we start this thing off. So I haven't cracked my 40 open yet, and I don't know if you have yet or not, but
not yet. I'm ready when you are.
That's a good thing. So let me finish off this last brew I have here.
Look at all right. Beforehand.
Yep. A little pregame, you know. And You got the effect of the bottle there, too.
Nice. That little soundbite for you.
Nice. How many twists of the cap did you have there?
Well, I first had to tap the bottle, then twist the cap.
That's right. I think I used that last show, so you're a little slow there. All right, so here I go, too. Tapping the old OEA Ice 800. Ooh, got to let that breathe a little bit. That one might be skunk. They may not make that anymore. That might be an issue here, but that's all right. Us 40-ounce reviewers are going to put it down.
It wasn't even in the fridge. It was sort of kicking in the corner.
Oh, well, yeah, this time it was kicking in the corner, right? But I'm sure it was in the fridge, out in the corner, in the fridge, out in the corner about 6 or 7 times, and now we're drinking it. So, got to be really cold. So, anyways, go ahead.
So your Labor Day weekend, what are you up to?
Well, besides doing this podcast, let's see. Did a little barbecuing, enjoyed a little fine weather, what we have left of it here up in Michigan. And yeah, we'll see. You're right. I want to really see how warm it is. Somebody I'll be talking to on a regular basis and warm it is in Florida in like December or January. I want to see if you're still in the ocean then.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hoping. Look at you guzzling.
Yeah, nice. you and the sharks.
Yeah, there's a huge shark scare around here.
Hey, man, I tell ya.
Puss.
the shark thing. I definitely tell. I mean, I'll go in the ocean, but that's one thing that's always on my mind.
Sharks.
Oh yeah, I freaked out when I was in Hawaii too. I tried to face that fear by going way out there near the buoys all alone when nobody was out there. And you know, my wife was on the shore taking pictures, and I'm on this little boogie board, and then I realized that's usually how they attack. They think you're like a seal floating up there.
What a puss.
Dude, that's no joke, man. That Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, that freaks the fuck out of me.
Oh, my God. What a puss.
Yeah, Shark Week killer. But, what are you doing for your
Tomorrow's the big game.
Yes.
Team Seminoles, baby.
Yeah, you have the Woo-hoo! Season tickets, right?
Season tickets. Yeah. Fired up.
That was the old anniversary gift, huh?
That's right.
That's nice.
I hear the season tickets, though. I hear, like, people just go to the big games, and other than that, you can, like, shoot a cannon in the stadium that nobody goes to the other games.
Which I don't get. What is that, a Midwest thing that every game sold out?
See, like, what I think it is, because I know the same is true, like, with Southern California, is that, you know, there's so many other options. You know, you can, you know, just lay by the pool, or there's so many other outdoor activities to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know, golfing or whatever.
Yeah.
That, you know, you'd rather not sit through a Florida A&M Miami game.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean,
I'm still a rookie, so I'll do it.
Yeah, well, you love football, so I mean, that's a great gift for you. I'm sure you're gonna love that too.
God, I was watching TV. I watched way too much TV yesterday until my eyes hurt.
Yeah, I did. I mean, we watched some college football, like I said before. My folks were in town yesterday, and before we went golfing, so I definitely footballed it up myself. And then, I was flipping back between Michigan State and Michigan, so.
Nice. Did you watch the Spartans?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Watched it. And then we left it about 5 minutes ago in the fourth just to get on the course.
Fuck, their underwhelming victory?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, you know what the funny thing was is it looked like they were moving the ball. I mean, when you know, I was watching. I was drinking, too, and talking. But, you know, they looked like they were moving the ball. But, I don't know. It's pretty sad, you know. Idaho. Is that a MAC school?
WAC,
is it? Ooh, man,
that's a horrible conference to be in.
That is.
WAC.
Well, what are you going to do, right?
You
got to get those cupcake teams out of the way and those victories. But
yeah, there you go.
But they're playing Michigan State's playing Little Eastern Michigan this year. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Aaron, my wife's an Eagle, so, you know.
So, You guys are going to have a house divided?
Yeah, right. She went to school there for 2.5 years and I think she owns one T-shirt. It's like, I'm a Spartan still.
And 4 panty sets.
Bra and panty sets, all right? Let's get it straight.
Get nice.
But, So, hey, switching topics, so moving on, because we try to keep this thing live.
I sort of like the topic we're on right now. Your wife's bra and panty sets.
You don't even want to get started there. You don't even want to get started.
A little longer.
No, because we'll move it your way, too. We'll move it your way.
Fine.
Yeah, and you're happy to talk about it, right?
Yeah, sure, why not? Look at you being all guarded.
No, it's not guarded.
All right.
Give me another 15, 20 minutes and my 40 and it'll be down.
Let's talk about something more exciting like Michigan State football. That's exciting for everybody.
Well, before we do that, we should say, listeners out there, we got to plug the website, man. 40OunceReview.com. It's ounces spelled out, O-U-N-C-E. And visit the website. Check out the blog. We got a couple videos up there, and I have promised a video, and I've had some editing problems. So,
seriously, how long is that going to take you?
Oh, man, you just want your DVD back.
Man.
He's got the private. Yeah, I know. He's got the private. You've got the private video here of Paul Rosenberg, and I'm trying to get that on the website, and I have it ripped to the computer now, and it's almost ready to go, but. I'm having a problem editing it, so it'll be up soon enough once I have some time to figure that out. And so, again, 40OunceReview.com and the email address. Email us about any questions and whatnot, 40OunceReview@gmail.com. And I apologize in the past for our technical difficulties, and we hopefully will have this podcast will sound a lot better. We did test the audio, but we never know until the whole thing's done because we have some cheap equipment, and we will get – we'll have the donate button up there soon enough for those people out there who want to donate to the podcast and throw a little cash our way for us to buy better mics, a little better equipment.
You know, that should be priority number one. I don't know why you're fucking around with that.
I know. Fuck. I you mean the video?
No, the donate.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't know why I'm fucking around with the video and everything else. Get the donate button up.
Donate buttons should be your first priority.
And we already committed in the last podcast that we will use the donate button. First, our first priority is to buy malt liquor, then the equipment. But, you know, we'll weigh our decision, see where we're at, see how this podcast turns out.
There you go.
So, anyways,
So tomorrow, Seminoles.
Yeah, Seminoles, but you got hurricane season starting up, and you just went through the Ernesto, but it didn't really get you.
God,
I haven't talked to you since, really, man. It was just like you were like, oh, it's raining a little bit or whatever.
I know. It wasn't that big of a deal. It just rained a little. Because I'm in Fort Lauderdale. Miami got it a little bit more. But up here, it just rained a very little bit, and that was it.
You know what's funny, though? When you say it isn't a big deal, the people down there must be straight-up pussies, though, because you had a quote-unquote snow day or whatever down in Florida where work is canceled, which is horse shit.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the hurricane thing, but you said it was no big deal. So
it's
like,
you're right. It was no big deal.
Yeah, so a little rain and storms and whatever
else.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's just like back in the day with the snow days when you're supposed to get dumped on, and it's like 5 o'clock at night. You're supposed to get dumped on like at midnight. Like, sometimes schools will call it in anticipation.
Yeah,
ain't shit happen.
No, and I can appreciate that with the hurricane, but what I was saying is you said the key word, school. This is work. The people in fucking Wisconsin or Minnesota that have to go in like 2 feet deep of snow on the highway and drive an hour to work. Now, you got to be there, otherwise your ass is fired or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
but a fucking hurricane. I mean, those aren't. And if you get hit,
a fucking snowstorm. No, I understand that, but
I think
you're justifying it.
Oh, I mean, this Ernesto, absolutely nothing happened. In fact, my day off on Tuesday, it was sunny all day.
Isn't there another one coming? Like
that's
it's
right.
In Mexico or something right now?
Yeah, I saw that.
It probably won't hit you, golf side or something, right?
Wait, were you watching the season's Real World?
A little bit. Yeah, they got hit in it. Didn't they get caught in it?
Yeah. Did you see them when they went to a hotel in Fort Lauderdale?
No, I saw them evacuating down like the steps or something.
Yeah, that hotel's just a few blocks away.
Mm.
They got fucking drilled.
Nice.
So that sucks, but I guess the good thing if I want to get out of work is that everybody's really, really gun-shy. So if there's any sign of there could be a hurricane, it's like, all right, canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Hey, you know, I look at that as like bonus, but I guess it is a huge inconvenience. I mean, poor people down there get devastated, but whatever.
Yeah, but it's crazy. The day before, I went to the grocery store, loaded up, and went to the gas station, got all the gas.
Gassed up.
The cars and stuff. Then, nothing. It's just sort of, I don't want to say let down, but, you know, you're all not geeked up, but you're all prepared and all fired up that something's going to happen, then nothing.
Now, you're in a new building. I had a friend ask me, he said, what the fuck happens? I mean, you know, you're in a high-rise building.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's a brand-new building, so it's probably designed really well for that sort of stuff. You know, like in California, they design buildings for earthquakes, and, you know, nothing's proof, but what do they do with your windows? I mean, does the complex, does the ownership of the building, do they come around and like do anything with windows in those type of buildings?
In our building, no. Like, supposedly our building was built to withstand a Category 4.
Oh, no shit.
And
even the glass and everything.
Yeah, but the glass is really thick. Like we have a patio, so you can open the glass door. And it's really thick. Like, almost like
it's like heavy as hell?
Yeah, it's almost like bulletproof glass.
Oh, shit.
So it's probably all our windows are like that.
Is it more? It's probably some composite, like a plexiglass or something, too, right?
Could be.
Or, I mean, you know, it doesn't feel like it or whatever, but.
Yeah, I have no clue. But it's really heavy and really thick.
I love it. So cool. You now have liquor store glass in your whole place.
And I'm inside drinking a 40.
That's right. See?
I'm keeping it real, bitch.
I'm going to get a picture of you with your face blurred out on the website or something sitting behind the liquor store glass.
Nice.
That's what I need to do.
Nice.
But, I'm glad you're not, like, devastated down there or whatever. So that's good.
Yeah,
hopefully,
so.
When's hurricane season end? Isn't it, like, end of October or something?
I hear it's the end of November. But, like, you get a bulk of them in mid-September through mid-October. No, I think mid-September to the first week of October.
Booyah.
But supposedly the season ends in November, but it starts in June, but you don't get shit in June.
Yeah, I was going to say, there wasn't much going on I didn't hear about this year.
Yeah, all right. So.
Oh, well, but...
What are you going to do, right? Cool.
Yeah, can't do shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, hey, moving on. Did you get a chance in the last few days? Did you watch the VMAs at all on MTV?
Yeah, that's boring as hell.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know, the cool thing, you saw LL come out there with 50.
That's right. Yeah.
So he's putting out a new album, his last album on Def Jam.
Did he just come out with one?
Yeah,
he came out with one last year.
But that's what the collaboration is, though. He's putting out one more album with 50 right now. It's not coming out for a while. They just started work on it. But that's going to be his last album on Def Jam, and he was commenting on it on the pre-show. He said something about I thought you might have been watching that, but he said that he's not really happy with management and things have changed at Def Jam now, and he's been there for his whole career, and he wanted some fresh, you know, perspective. And
I
got a feeling he's going over to 50's side now after this.
With Mace?
Little G Unit? Yeah, with Mace. What happened to that?
You see how well Mace did with it.
Don't!
So the LLCD, this tank?
Yeah, apparently. I did download it. Did you get it?
Yeah.
I mean, there was one good track on it.
The very first one, I thought, was that Santana?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that.
Was that the radio hit one? No, there was that one.
No.
No, there was a radio hit one.
Yeah, it sucked. Was it Jeff Lopez, I think?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I'm getting the last couple ones albums mixed up because they were both kind of like the same.
Yeah, kind of ass.
Yeah, but... So this one, he's supposed to have like a fresh perspective, so that was all right. But you're right. Other than that, it was boring as hell.
So you think LL's had a little work done?
I don't know, man. I don't comment on that stuff. He just looks like he's working the fuck out still. That's all I know.
I don't know. I think
he still looks like he's like 24.
I think he has a plastic surgery. His eyes or something. No, they're different.
I have no clue.
That's my take.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you don't care.
We'll leave you to comment on the...
Fuck you. Leave me hanging on that comment.
Yeah, I will. Right. I won't edit that one out.
Right,
we're going straight unedited on this one.
All right, I see how it goes. I make you know, some observant comments and just leave me hanging.
Yeah. Just like my wife's panties, too, huh? Yeah, exactly.
All right,
moving
let's go
on.
Back to that, then.
Moving on.
Shit.
So what else do you have to talk about?
What else do you have to talk about? Shit.
Gotta start putting this 40 down. Let's make it. Let's do it. Okay. Right. We'll pause for this. What is it? Station break or station identification? 40OunceReview.com. Show number 4, and I'm gonna put down a large. Oh, I heard you swilling away there. It's funny though. The people that are listening to this thing, they were really wondering where show number 4 was. And we were supposed to have a guest host on by the name
of
Eric, and we did put
karma,
a show to...
Ain't karma a bitch? You gonna get rid of me?
Not getting rid of you, man. You were just... Everybody knew you were starting a new job, and you just had to move.
Karma!
And we put the show together, and it blew up
some Bush Light?
No. It blew up on us.
It came with a sixer of Bush Light.
It blew up on us, man.
Yeah, see, that's why.
And you said that to me the next day when you found out. You're like, ain't karma a bitch. But, no, we were just putting a show together, and I'm sure he'll guest spot one more other time because we intend on putting this thing out once a week, but it gets hard. When you have to drink for a living,
hard.
When it becomes work, it's like, shit. Like, tonight you and I were talking about it, and we kind of planned on doing it, and it was just like, ugh.
I was down, but
you were down, and I was.
You're being a
little
bitch.
I was today. I'll admit that.
Yeah, I got it. I just came back from Bed Bath and Beyond. I got these pillow shams. Everyone to kind of decorate the bed and stuff tonight.
Come on,
quit being a bitch.
Can I be honest with you? Listen, you just said that, and it couldn't even be more true. Fucking listen to this.
Here
sat around all day, you know, relaxed after, you know, going out and golfing yesterday in the shitty weather, and it was nice today, and took the dog for a walk, and then it was like, the wife was like, do you want to hit linens and things? So close enough, right?
Funny.
We fucking walk in there, and we bought pillows. I'm not even kidding you. And I revealed that on this podcast.
Nice.
But.
See, I know you better than you know you.
So I'll be sleeping on new pillows while you're hanging pictures tonight for your wife. By the way, why don't we hear her banging away in the background anymore?
What? As soon as they finish this 40, there's going to be some banging.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The only banging you'll see is on porn. Come on.
Well, that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given.
Go ahead.
Say, those emails you sent me this week are pretty nice with Biggie when he's like 17 years old.
Yeah, let's tell the listeners, it was on YouTube. I don't know, you've probably been on YouTube, YouTube's like MySpace or whatever, or just like, whatever, it's where people put up videos. And that's actually where our video's hosted with our 40-ounce thing. And, so people can see it, and that's where I'm gonna put up the Paul video with our disclaimer on there. But, I just searched, like, I was looking for St. Ides commercials, you know, to go at the end of the show and stuff that we, if all the listeners out there know that every end of the show that we have, or every, after every show, we put up a new St. Ides song that we got from back in the day, and I think we have a few more to go. We're saving the main one, the St. Ides one, for the end, and that's when we're gonna drink St. Ides for that show. But we have to have you find a store down there that can, you can locate it. But there's some old school commercials on there, and that's where I found the Biggie stuff, where Biggie's rapping about St. Ides. I found some even uncut stuff with him in the studio practicing the flow. I forgot to send you that one.
Nice.
But he's in a studio and they're smoking blunts. Somebody home videotaped it, and he's recording for the commercial. That was pretty funny. And
That one you sent me, I thought was the best. When he's 17 years old, and some little freestyle battle in the middle of the streets.
Oh yeah, he was like in a regular, like, not even a polo shirt, just like a button up shirt with some shitty design on it.
Yeah.
And he's like in Bed-Stuy, and he's just flowing on the corner. They had like at the corner liquor store or something.
Yeah,
nice. That was pretty cool.
And there's the other one. He looked to be like 19 or something. He's at some house party.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got up on stage, and the lyrics are so familiar. I forgot the name of the...
He must have reused them later on?
Yeah. Yeah, but it sounds familiar.
I know, that is pretty cool. That's why YouTube's pretty cool, man. It's still like the Wild West, even though people are getting pissed, it's getting more commercial. But it's still nice when people can put out... That's why your video is a perfect example of that. And when we put that video up, that's just the same thing. It's just like a Wild West video, you know, somebody got, and... It'll go up there, and, you know, hopefully we get some comments on it. But like I said, I'll put that disclaimer on the screen when I edit it.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
And,
hey, you're right about getting more commercial. You know that Smirnoff video I sent you?
Yeah, yeah.
Smirnoff actually made that video, but they're trying to pawn it off like they didn't make the video.
That's what YouTube is having a problem with right now. A lot of companies are doing that, and the viewers are getting hip to it. So what I've heard they're doing is... They're just randomly calling people on YouTube, and they're saying, "Hey, you made a cool video." Like, they could say to us, "Hey, you made a cool video. Would you like to make a video about us, and we'll pay you?" So they make average people, they let average people make their videos, too.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, because people are getting pissed at Paris Hilton for doing that, for she's advertising her thing on YouTube, and they're like, this isn't supposed to be a commercial thing, but they can't fault... I don't know, the people at YouTube are saying they can't fault the people that own YouTube because the bandwidth costs so much to host all those videos. They gotta do something. And, I mean, it's free, you know, to watch all those videos. And it's just like, that costs a shitload of money every time the bandwidth to watch that stuff. And I don't know, but YouTube's pretty crazy, man. I mean, I know they edited it for porn, but you can get on there, like, and just find all sorts of shit that, they shouldn't be on there.
Yeah, those St. Ives commercials, those are good.
Yeah, that's old school. Again, that's old school stuff. It looks like somebody, because at the end of one, there was a Subway commercial. Like somebody was just taping it on their VHS or something, you know?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it was like on TV back in the day.
Funny.
But, yeah, you know, I've got a bunch of that old stuff, too, I should put up there. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, you should.
People might find it.
That's funny, but all that St. Ives stuff, is like, who would save that on their tapes?
I think they were just probably, you know, it was probably like YoMTV Raps from back in the day. I have a bunch of that stuff, like Big Daddy Kane videos, you know, from 1987.
Uh-huh.
And I was taping, you know, as a kid, I was taping them with the VHS, and somebody probably just put it up there. So I have a bunch of that stuff. I should put it up there, too.
That's a good point.
You never know. You're right. But somebody found that old St. Ides commercial. It was probably like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, maybe if we get a chance, we'll throw up a couple of those videos or the links to them on YouTube. So we want to give those guys credit. Nice. But I don't know. So where are you at with your 40? I'm down past the label.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just halfway there. Yeah, I just finished half of it.
Yeah, I'm about halfway. Getting full, too. Oh, man. Did you already eat dinner? No. No, of course. It's like 9:30.
Early.
Fuck. I was...
Yeah, we had early dinner.
Did you?
Just one meal today.
That's typical you. Although I rocked the one meal today, too, though. After pigging out yesterday, yeah. I just wasn't hungry, and I woke up. And we did the old people special. We would do the early bird special. Fuck. Dude, we went to Outback Steakhouse at like 3 p.m.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Yeah,
well,
I
was
right there with you.
Well, the thing was is I didn't eat. Like I said, I didn't eat any breakfast. I didn't eat lunch, and it was like 3 p.m. I'm like, fuck, I'm starving. And I'm like, I'm just going to eat till I'm stuffed because this is it. So we walk in there, and of course, we're sitting next to a guy who's like 65, 70 years old. And his wife, and they look like they've been married for like 25 years or some shit like that, and 25, 30 years. But I was surprised the bar was packed. But we were in there, you know, eating up some Outback, and that's...
Hey, Jesus. I'm the one in Florida. I'm the one who's supposed to be eating at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. That's right, with all the old people down there, the Q-tips.
Q-tips.
As they call them.
Bitch.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I'm still stuffed from that, believe it or not. But, you know, enough of that. So,
No, please keep going with that. I was really getting interested.
We're like 31 minutes into this thing. We're doing pretty good. We're trying to cut it. We're trying to make this thing under an hour without editing, and this is pretty good.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to start drinking.
Yeah. Take a swig, because I'll do the same here. And I'm going to check the Tigers baseball game score here.
And Tigers. Are they still have 4.5 up?
Yeah, they should have been 5, but yesterday's loss kind of sucked. We won't
turn
it into
a lot of games, my friend.
What's that?
They're losing a lot of games. What's going on?
Well, yeah, they're losing, but they're getting the fortunate thing is that they're getting help. I don't want to get into the sports thing here, but they're getting help in their division. But the Central, the White Sox and the Twins, the Central's the toughest division in all of baseball right now. Or for the American League for all leagues. They're fucking getting help because they're losing. Every time they lose, another team loses, you know, that's right on their tails, which is cool. But it's 1-1 middle of the fourth right now, so that's cool. They're playing the Angels.
You mean the Los Angeles?
Angels of Anaheim? Yeah. That's so bullshit.
All that shit.
The LAA?
LAA.
Yeah, I can't believe that they sued to do that. That's ridiculous.
That's right. Yeah.
At least they went back to the old school uniforms because that other shit they had back about 6 years ago, blue. And now they have the old A with the halo around it. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, but I know.
Actually, Detroit's 5 games now. Chicago lost today.
Did they really?
Yeah, so.
Jeez. Well, I know with the Angels a couple years ago, you're rocking the rally monkey.
Fuck that. Rally
God,
monkey.
You're
rock the rally hat. And I'll rock,
you're
dude,
all
that.
About the rally monkey.
You know,
God, you're always calling to talk about that.
Yeah, whatever. You're making that shit up.
Fucking rally monkey kicks ass.
Oh, don't give me that.
Oh,
I'll be.
Right.
I'm all about gum time, though.
Gum time.
You haven't heard gum time, have you? Or down there? You know what that is?
No, but I saw it on the cover of the Detroit News. And I didn't bother to read the article.
Gum time was invented by Nate Robertson, our pitcher here, and he just decided to has his rally. Nah, dude, I'm not gonna put you to sleep. But he just chews Big League Chew, the old school Big League Chew. You know, the pack, big ass fucking wad of it, and it gets the whole team in the stadium. Keep snoring because you hate baseball. That's why I said I didn't want to turn this into a sports cast.
Well, it's one thing to turn into a sports cast, but they're talking about Nate Robinson loves gum.
Oh,
fuck. Big League Chew.
Listen to you, you motherfucker.
You little bitch.
Listen
Done
to you.
Deal.
I'm
Done
going to
deal.
Every Hurricanes game. Yay. I'll be for every game. I have season tickets.
Really?
I'm gonna buy. You're gonna. Let me guess. You're gonna buy a program for every fucking game too.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Program every game, little bitch.
I'm not from Florida, but I have hurricane season tickets. Yay! I'm a bandwagon guy. I walk down. Next year, I'm gonna move to Texas and become a Longhorns fan. Yay!
Move to Texas.
That's right. You never been to Florida in your fucking life till now, and here you go. All of a sudden, you're a Hurricane season ticket holder. See what I mean? Don't give me that horse shit. At least I followed one team my whole life and know a guy chews gum. Give me a break.
I know a guy that chews gum. That's the worst fucking rant I've ever heard.
What are you talking about?
Everybody's
going to know you're a poser, man. You go to Florida now, and you're a Hurricanes fan, and I'm going to throw up a picture of you wearing your Miami jersey. Miami.
Bring it on. Done deal. Done deal.
Let me guess. You went out today and got a Dolphins jersey, too, didn't you?
I did.
Yes.
Vintage Merino.
Throwback Merino.
Mark Clayton. Or is it Duper? It's about Duper, baby.
Oh, hey, speaking of football, sorry, I'm changing the subject real quick. This is on my mind. No, not speaking of Duper.
Clayton? Tammy Morris?
That was a good one. No, not Charlie Batch, but,
starting quarterback for Pittsburgh?
No, Scott Mitchell. Okay.
Right. Here we go.
No, remember, remember Mitchell played for Miami?
Please. Number 19.
When he played for Miami, though, remember that?
Yeah. Oh, that's briefly. Right. He played for Miami before he played for Lions.
He was a backup for Merino.
Yep.
And, he was in the movie, Pet Detective or whatever.
Oh, he was? Oh,
yeah, he was in that movie Pet Detective with Jim Carrey. Really? He's the one who shot Dan Marino at the end.
Really?
Yeah. Dan Marino wanted him in the movie, too, or whatever. So Dan Marino's in that movie. So anyways, the story behind this is the guy who is going to host the podcast with me, The other guy, Eric.
The guy that likes Bush Light?
Yeah, yeah. The guy with the 100-inch TV screen or whatever the hell it is.
Right. And drinks Bush Light while he's watching it.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to hear this,
Woo!
Like you care. Yeah, that's right. Well, anyways, listen, his
he's
going to
hear this.
No, his wife's sister?
Yeah.
His
she
wife?
Hot?
No. Yeah, well, yeah, his wife's hot. Definitely. Listen, okay, that's not the point. Drunk ass. His wife, okay? Yes, I'm sorry, his wife's brother is married to Scott Mitchell's sister.
So, your boy's wife's brother.
Brother, okay. It's his brother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, his brother-in-law is married to Scott Mitchell's sister. And we just saw her at the birthday party last week, and they had their daughter's birthday party, and I forgot what her name is. It's like, I don't know. I'm just going to call her Sarah Mitchell because I have no idea what her name is, but she's obviously married now, but they hang out with Scott Mitchell all the time. They go down to Miami still, I guess, and they go out on the boat fishing and stuff.
Scott Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
So does he sell cash, or do you blow it all? Or?
I guess he's got tons of cash still.
Good for him.
Yeah, he used to have a place in northern Michigan, and he still has a place in northern Michigan, I guess, and then he has a place in Miami still. He lives in Miami most of the time.
Oh, okay. That's so crazy. I didn't know that. Nice.
Yeah, so your boy Scott Mitchell, maybe you'll run into him down there.
Nice. 6 degrees of Scott Mitchell.
That's right. And I was like, I even said when they were here, I said, hey, they ran that guy out of town here, didn't they? They're like, fuck yeah.
Big time. Oh, man.
Just like the other young guy they just ran out of town here.
Charles Rogers.
Well, Rogers and Harrington I'm talking about.
Oh, hey, Joey's down here.
That's what I'm saying. They ran him out of town.
It's time for a little Joey ball down here.
Is he a backup or is he a third stringer?
He's backup.
He's backup quarterback.
Yep.
You think he'll get a couple minutes this year?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. With Dante Culpepper starting?
What, do you think he's going to get injured? I mean, Culpepper's healthy this year, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right, but I think the odds of a starting quarterback in the NFL to get injured is pretty great.
See,
yeah, he'll definitely.
We're falling victim to this, though. We just turned this podcast into a sports podcast. I know we're just catching up and talking shit.
Well,
but the listeners in the UK, again, have no fucking clue what we're talking about.
Well, shit, the first 10 minutes I try to get it to turn good and to my wife's panties, and then all of a sudden you switch it up.
Well, we don't want to go straight up. We don't want to go straight up porno in my wife's panties. We'll talk about your wife's panties, or lack of there.
Fine.
There
That's
you
great.
Go.
See,
what is she doing
me.
Now, by the way? What is she doing now?
She's sitting there watching TV, thinking I'm a fucking tool for doing this.
Yeah, with your little headset on.
I'm not wearing a fucking headset. I'm in a fucking studio up in this bitch.
That's right. You're in a studio.
I don't know what you're telling me.
He's like, what is he doing? Like, my wife waiting for me to get done with this thing? Well, we're 39 minutes into it.
Wow.
Counting. Not bad.
So is your 40 done yet?
No, I'm about I'm about, I don't know, 3/4 of the way through it. So I'm not to the head yet, but almost. And it's still cold, which is a bonus.
You better hurry your ass up.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Nice. So,
did you get my text messages tonight? Sorry.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
I don't even know.
Yeah, yesterday too.
Listen, I have no idea where the fuck to send text messages or call you anymore. You have like you said, you have six numbers.
Yeah, it sucks ass.
No, I seriously am like, should I even send it to his personal cell phone, or does he even have it on anymore? And I'm like, I don't even know what he's using anymore. Like, yeah, majority of the time.
I'm trying to phase that out.
Which one?
My personal cell phone.
You're going to lose your number after all these years?
No, man, I got to transfer that. I got to transfer that.
I was going to say, what are you trying to phase out there then?
Oh, because I have these two damn cell phones. So I'm trying to slowly do more personal calls on my work cell phone. And then if they don't say anything, then I'll see if I can change the number.
So you're okay. So I should probably try to call you more on that one.
Sure.
Okay.
Because if I ever get reprimanded, hey, what are these personal calls? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Then I know.
Yeah, that's right. So. And then you still have an account open. Otherwise.
Yeah, but for text messages, if you send it to that work number, it's always easier for me to respond.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a fucking tool carrying all these cell phones.
I was going to say, shit, you're going to be the guy with the holsters on your belt.
Fuck. Do you wear a holster?
Fuck no, I don't wear a holster.
Oh, good. They're gay as shit.
They're gay as shit. Now, listen, the only good. Time
so
that
glad.
I would wear... Listen, the only time
so many
I would
people
wear...
do. It's so gay.
I understand. Yeah, I was
it's
just going to say, the only time that I would wear one...
Here we go.
No, the only time that I don't have one. I'm saying the only time that I would justify wearing one is if I actually worked for, like, a service industry or something of some sort.
Yeah.
No, where I had to have it. Like, you know, like, for instance, my father works, you know, for a service industry, and he... He's
and here's the root of it. So your dad has a holster?
Yeah, right. My dad has a holster, but everybody, yeah.
Look at you defending it quickly.
He's one of those business guys you see carrying the holster, but there's
look
no fucking way.
Defending it.
That's why I had to get the thinnest phone out there. I was just like,
quickly
I can't.
Quickly defending it.
Fuck. Dude, oh, I'd never do it, though. Mike has a holster, and I'm just like, and he wears jorts.
Shit.
Hey, did you actually, did you go see the Talladega Nights?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Yeah. What about you?
I did too, and I don't really like Will Ferrell, but whatever.
I can't believe you don't like him. That shocked me.
Well, actually, you know, there's a couple other people I thought that liked him too that said the same thing that I said. That I mean, I like him. I like him as an actor, but when he leads a movie, I think he gets old like Jim Carrey. I'm not a big Jim Carrey fan either.
Neither am I. Yeah,
but,
I like him.
But Will Ferrell's funny as hell, I think. But when he like in old school, he was funnier than hell. But he didn't lead that movie, you know. And that was my thing. I didn't like him in Elf and whatever else. But anyways, I didn't like this movie. Necessarily, like a lot of the parts to me just weren't funny. Maybe it's because I'm not a NASCAR guy or anything. But did you hear the comment about the jorts in
no,
the movie?
Yeah.
Somebody was wearing jorts.
Hey,
oh my god! You know what it was? Remember when he started delivering pizzas?
Yeah,
he was wearing fucking jorts. Right.
Oh, that's,
wait, and those guys that were out those when he was riding the bicycle, those guys in front of the party store, those kids were laughing at him, and he goes, hey, he's wearing jorts. I fucking started dying laughing at that. I thought that was pretty funny. But
yeah, I thought one of the best parts of the movie was during the credits when they were showing out the outtakes.
Oh yeah, that was pretty funny too.
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, it was a good movie. It was entertaining. I mean, I didn't, like, wasn't, like, disgusted with it or anything, but I came home and watched Anchorman, and I wasn't a big fan of that movie either.
Really?
I saw it on DVD, and I liked that movie better.
So funny.
I liked that movie a lot better.
Oh, yeah, Anchorman's better. Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah, and because I think Christina Applegate's pretty smoking, too, but.
Yeah, oh, my God. Years ago. I mean, Jesus, was she hot.
I think she's so hot, dude. She's still smoking.
Fuck. I don't know, man.
I mean, that movie only came out, 3 years ago, so she's still smoking.
Yeah, 10 years ago? I mean, come on. When she was with Meredith.
Well, she was like 18 then. She's like 28 or 29 now.
She was on fire.
Yeah, she was smoking hot.
Unbelievable.
She was a slutty girl. Oh.
Oh.
That's the creepy laugh.
The Kent Wong laugh.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is the Kent Wong.
Dropping a last name.
Ooh. Should we edit that one out? Or should we say fuck it?
Fuck it.
Is that slander? As you think about it.
Not. I'm just talking about laugh. That's not slander.
You're right, it isn't. It stays in there, fuck it. As everybody Googles that shit. Can hear the fucking Google machine.
Funny. Sorry, I forget off that topic.
Yeah, as we move on there, as you're a little paranoid, you're going to be asking your wife, is that slander, by the way?
That's right. That's a good joke. Funny.
I'll write the time on the podcast just in case on that one. So what else we got to talk about, man? We're 44 minutes into this thing, and I'm close to the head.
All right.
We'll have to wrap it up shortly.
Fuck, I'm too busy talking. I got to kill it.
That's what I'm doing, too, now. See, you can do this during the week, even though you have the new job. You know why? You're not going to get that fucked up. You're just going to get a little slurry of the words, and you won't be able to drive. But you know what?
You won't be able to drive.
And you might be a little foggy-headed in the morning, but you're not going to, like, feel sick and, you know.
You won't be able to drive. Funny. My drive is long as shit.
Your drive is long as shit. How many miles is it, though? Do you know?
Nah, I don't know. Like, when there's no traffic, because we had work Wednesday when a majority of businesses didn't because of the hurricane. So I was flying.
Uh-huh.
I was probably going like 70, 75 miles an hour. I got there like in a half hour. Normally, it takes me about hour 20.
Oof.
I'll stop and go. Fort Lauderdale to downtown Miami.
Check for me, though. I just want to know, curious, how, like, the distance, how far it is, like, miles, too. During this week or next week or something, just check one of the days. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Just to see how many miles you're putting on like that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I know stop and go adds time, but I just was curious how real distance it is.
Yeah, so I'm just constantly listening to the radio.
How far has the wife got to drive?
I think she has the same distance, but there's no traffic. So her commute's usually like 30, 35.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a big difference.
You need to get, well, I know you bought her dad that iTrip like we have, but you need to get the iTrip for your iPod so you can just put the Stearns on there and then just.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, but I've just been listening to the iPod.
Oh, do you have a thing to listen to it?
No.
Just put it in your ear?
Yeah.
Nice.
The car's looking ghetto as shit because, you know, when she had the car in Chicago, she had a long trip. So she dented the shit out of both sides. So now the car's dented the shit. And I'm driving listening to the two headphones. God.
The funny thing is the car, I think, is a nice car in general, but you're right, though. It's like you got fucked up.
Ghetto, so. It's all done. And plus, if anybody looks at me, it's like there's no stereo in there, too.
Oh, that's right. You're listening. And you're like one of those guys listening on this is Walkman.
Yep.
It's
great. Everybody at work, it's a little different. I don't know. A little different than back home. But everybody's like really, I don't say into their cars, but really style conscious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meaning like, this one woman, she's like two levels below me. I mean, she's driving a Lexus SUV, and there's a ton of BMWs in our parking lot.
Jesus.
And in my parking lot, it's kind of segregated, meaning that it's a level above me, and everybody below parks in my parking lot. And then all the VPs and stuff park somewhere else.
Okay.
In my parking lot, there's a ton of BMWs and Lexuses.
Damn it.
Dude, people just spend their money on
cars?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, is just like, that's what they always said. I mean, like people like Mike, who, you know, Michigan here, people who customize a lot of cars and go to car shows and stuff that are all into that scene. It's just like in Florida, that's a big thing. No matter what you have, it's just like people spend money on cars because they don't fucking rust down there, man.
Yes, could be. Yeah.
You're gonna have a car. I mean, seriously, when people buy cars, like even up here, it's just like, hey, is it a Rust Belt car or is it like South? If it's a Southern car, it's like, all right, I got a car that, you know, if they buy it from some dealership, they got it shipped from the South. It's like, dude, it has never seen winter. You know, it's never seen salt. So
yeah, that's a good point.
People invest in their cars. You're right. They're gonna have them for a long time, I guess, or take care of them.
Yeah, I know. It's different. It's a different priority with money, I guess.
I guess so. Whatever.
How can you afford all this? Whatever's right. Yeah. My commute's a little long.
Whatever, right?
How about you? I think your commute like 10 minutes?
It's more like, yeah, well, it's more like 15 or whatever. It's as long as I want. In the morning, I make it like 20 on purpose because I just don't want to get in. But on the way home, shit, it's like 15 or it's less. It's like 13 minutes. It's like, all right, I'm home. I got timed perfect. Even with traffic rush hour on the way home. No, I'm only like, ooh, money line, man. I'm only, I don't know who the hell that is, and I'm not answering it.
We have a caller. Caller hello.
Yeah, caller hello. I would say hello, but I have no idea who that is, to be honest with you.
Like Sal and Richard?
Yeah, that's right. We should do that. Although,
it's hilarious.
Hey, I got to tell you, you know our MySpace page? Which, listeners out there, myspace.com/40ounce review. The MySpace page, fucking, you ever hear of the Dan the Song parody man?
Yes.
He sent me a request to be my friend.
Did you really?
Out of the fucking blue. I was like, who the hell is this guy, right? And I'm like, oh my God. And I started reading his page and I was like, it's a fucking song parody guy. And I was like, all right. So he's my friend, right? And now all of a sudden, Sal and,
Oh, because they're friends of...
Well, no, Sal requested me too, then.
All right.
And I don't know if somebody's managing his page or not, you know, but it was just like, because they have like 12,000 friends, and we've got like 185.
Yeah, 12,000, yeah.
But I'm just like, unless these guys are bored sitting around, you know, at night jerking off the porn, like they say they are, and, you know, Sal's like, his wife's sleeping upstairs, and he's in the basement, like they always say. But I was just impressed that Dan the Song Parody Man, like, said that, so...
Funny.
Whatever.
Shit.
But, there's some freaky people on the page, so you gotta check it out again. MySpace.com/40ounce review.
Last time I checked it out, I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, well, it's even more impressive now. I was surprised. It's gaining popularity, but viewership has died off because we haven't put a new podcast out. So my goal is that we're doing the podcast today, and it is... What is it? September 3rd? I'll have the thing edited and, not edited, but actually burned and up tomorrow, hopefully, so listeners out there on the 4th.
Yeah, but that's the same shit you're saying about the videos you plan to put on the page.
No. The podcast I always put up on time, and I did. I always did it at work, even. I did it the next morning at work while I was hungover, so. But I'm close to the head of my 40 here, so let me just take one more swig, and then I'll save the head for the end here.
God damn, I got like 15 ounces to go.
Oh, shit. Oof. It's getting there, man. It's getting nasty. I'm getting these sound bites for this.
Speaking of getting nasty, so back to your wife's panties.
Oh, come on. Leave her alone. She's going to hear this. You know that.
Did she listen to this?
Occasionally at work.
She listens to it at work?
She'll hear it, yeah.
Wow. She's not bored and put to sleep.
Hey, man. People are listening to this thing, and a few people are laughing their ass off. In fact, what the fuck is the guy's name? I'm going to just call him out right now, if I can figure it out here. Bear with me. Why don't you talk it up while I try to figure this guy?
Okay, so...
You try to make shit up right now.
No, I'm not making shit up. All right, so before the podcast started today... You kept telling me how that Jessica Simpson CD is the bomb. Like, oh, man, that shit is
nice.
You got to download that, man.
Yeah, whatever.
And I did, and it's ass. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I think you're the one who had it first. I don't even have it yet. But I'm trying to find the guy.
Oh, wait. But to be more serious, you told me like a week ago how you got on Paris Hilton. Oh, my God. Shit.
The guy now. There's a guy. 35-year-old Ack. I got you, buddy. From Ann Arbor, Michigan. Close to home. Has been looking for the new podcast, so here we go. So this is for you. You say you laughed your ass off at work. This guy's an engineer, all right? He says he's apparently listening at work while he's engineering Toyota vehicles.
Wait, he's engineering what?
Toyota vehicles.
Really?
And he's laughing his ass off listening to us. And he listened to the first three, and he can't even fucking wait for a fourth one. So this is to you. His name on MySpace is Ack. And I got his picture. He's on our friend page. Everybody give him some love. And
we'll see.
And actually, yeah. So hopefully you hear this thing and we're getting fucked up now. It's like 10. I'm starting to slur and I don't even give a shit what I'm saying. That's the point where I'm at.
I'm starting to be the angry drunk.
That's right. But listen, with all these new guidelines, Jason. That was a hesitation there, yeah.
And
all these new guidelines with the airline and stuff, I got me paranoid of, like, trying to ship you a 40. I was trying to ship you some camo because I know you couldn't get it down there.
Oh, that's right.
And the camo will fuck you up. And I can't – all sorts of packing material, and I'm like, fuck, I got peanuts up the ass here. And I'm just trying to get these peanuts so I can pack this 40 because if that fucker breaks when it's shipped, my name's all over that motherfucker. And I don't need the government, like USPS.
But you can still send – look at me slurring like a motherfucker.
That's all right. We're all good.
You can send beverages, can't you?
No.
Or liquids.
No. My neighbor – okay, here's the situation. My neighbor – he's a post office. He works in the post office, okay?
Yeah.
I was drinking some beers with him a few weeks ago, and I said to him something – I slipped it in. I said, hey, with all these new restrictions about all these terrorists and stuff, I said, with liquid, I said, can you ship, like, liquid? He's like, oh, fuck, no, you're not even supposed to ship liquid at all. I go,
no,
like,
you
people.
Can't. That's bullshit.
Well, I said, I go, can a person ship, like, a bottle of wine, or let's say somebody had some olive oil from, like, Italy. Could they ship a bottle of virgin olive oil? And the guy's like, ah, you're not supposed to do that shit. It'll break. And then they got to contaminate the whole fucking, like, post office, and they contact.
Full of shit.
Dude, he said they got to evacuate the fucking post office when some shit broke before. And I was like, oh, fuck. Maybe I should ship it through FedEx or something. I don't know.
Fucking postal motherfucker. No, because, like, my boss was in Canada last week, and he had aftershave and his hair gel and all this other shit, and he didn't feel like checking his bags.
Yeah, so he shipped it.
Yeah, so went to the front desk and had it all shipped to the office.
Well, the aftershave, though, you know that bottle of aftershave, that shit's thick as hell, but the 40-ounce, I don't know, man. I'd have to pack that fucker really good.
Yeah, I don't, like, I know before the whole London thing, like, from my former office, you know, I've shipped alcoholic beverages, but maybe it's just because my office had that license. I don't know. But.
Yeah, but how did you pack them? Did you have to pack them, or did you?
No.
Okay, see, I wonder how they packed it, because I got some, like, bubble wrap, and I got, like, fucking, I can get it work, and I got some peanuts, but I'm concerned about shipping you that. I still wanted to ship you the camo, because we want to do a Together Camo podcast.
So ship it, bitch.
I'll have to do that. I won't ship it with all your discs and stuff, so that doesn't get confiscated in case it breaks.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't get confiscated, but
I don't know what happens, but all this liquid starts, ruined or whatever. The discs won't get ruined. Think about it. It's just liquid. It's just wash those under the sink anyway.
Oh, there you go, then.
But that isn't it. But I got some other shit to send you, so whatever. I'm going to get that out this week because I'm done with the disc officially now. I just got to edit it on my machine. But we'll get that Paul stuff up, Paul Rosenberg stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So where are you at now? We're at 57 minutes into this podcast.
Wow, looks at you timing it.
Well, it's a timer right in front of my face. I can't miss it. I'm checking the baseball score, too.
Oh, man. I'm almost done.
You're almost done?
Oh, yeah.
That's good, because I got to piss soon, too. I got to break the seal, so to speak. Oh, shit. 2-1 Angels over the Tigers. End of the fifth.
You got any plans tonight?
Zero, man. This is it. It's 10 o'clock in fucking Michigan. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to drink this 40. I'm going to play some Yahtzee with my wife. Joking. And I don't know. That's all I could think of. And
the game of skill.
Is that what they call it? I don't even know.
No. Man, that fucking Yahtzee. There's no skill. I just completely roll the dice on that bitch.
I don't know. Yahtzee blows. That's all I know.
Give that little cup with four dice in there.
That's right. The ice in my, they're right in my liquor. But, I almost tapped into that nice 21-year-old aged whiskey that you gave me yesterday.
Nice.
I gotta seal that shit up, man. I'm gonna put like a seal around it, like wax.
Yeah, if you know any single malt drinkers, they probably like it, but. If you're not, then...
I haven't touched it since you gave it to me.
Yeah, man, I just don't like single malt scotch. Ooh.
Yeah, that and that other eight-year one you gave me, 8 years aged.
Oh, yeah.
That one was good. I haven't cracked that one either. That's just going to sit there probably for another 2-4 years or whatever.
Does Aaron's dad like that stuff?
You know, if her brother came or something like that, we'd probably have it right on the rocks straight, you know? Drink it straight up, and I'd probably do it.
Have a big-ass tumbler if her brother was there?
Yeah, well, we'd have a tumbler, but it wouldn't be big-ass. A straight-up thing.
40-ounce tumbler?
Yeah. No, he loves the Jack Daniels, old number 7.
Jack, nice.
Jack is good, dude. Jack is dangerous, though. As Artie knows. Okay,
a barrel Jack?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm at the head of the fucking OE Ice 800. Oh, shit. And I'm going to put this thing down, so I'm not going to puke like I did on the third podcast.
Oh, man. That was a classic. You were gone.
You said that was a soundbite, and I did. I laughed when I heard it at work when I was editing it, but editing it, I can't even talk. Oh, fucking, what's this? Andre Agassi, tearful goodbye. He lost?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like I watched it today. It's like a 20-minute cry fest.
Really?
Oh,
that's
kind
of bitchly. I understand 20 years. Maybe give some tears or something, you know?
Yeah,
like, come on.
I don't know. I can't. I'm not going to blame him.
Well, I'm not either. That's 20 fucking years,
exactly.
Dude.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of dudes. I mean, look at, go back to fucking, what's his name, Lou Gehrig with Lou Gehrig's disease.
I mean, what are the odds of Lou Gehrig getting Lou Gehrig's disease?
Shut up. That's fucking mean, dude. There's a lot of people with that shit. Karma, bitch. Don't even say that.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, now it comes out.
No, I'm just messing with the name, bitch.
I'm just trying to give you a hard time, I know.
Yeah, I know you are.
All right, so here I go. I'm killing the head. Here we go. This is going to be an easy one, hopefully. It stinks, and it's warm, but hold on. Done. It's like, cap it back up, and that's it.
Cap it back up.
I put the cap back on it, you know, so all that little residue bullshit doesn't go off when I have to take it back to the store because we have a fucking deposit here in Michigan, you know?
Yeah.
You have a deposit down there?
Nope.
No deposit.
No
deposit. Throw it right in the trash, huh?
Pretty much.
That's interesting. Well, you're used to that when you were in Illinois.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck the environment.
Yeah, whatever, right? Oh, so I guess we're coming to the end here where we need to do what we're talking about. Did you finish yours?
Almost. Oh, you're right. It's a nasty part.
Yeah, well, take your time. Don't worry. We'll figure something else to talk about.
It's a nasty part. You just take a few sips and you feel like spitting.
Yeah, it's fucking bogue. I hate it.
All right, so your rating?
Oh, I'm giving my rating. This is OE Ice 800. And this is not the wide mouth. But I'm giving it, you know, I mean, I got fucked up on it. I did. And it wasn't as bad. This is the malt liquor. This is the problem here. We 1 to 5 bags. So I'm not going to give it and break it down. I'm just going to give it a straight up rating here. I give it a three. It's not bad. I give, you know, what do we get? I don't know what you gave regular OE before, 4 or something like that. I give it a 3, because I don't think it's anything special. That's Al's review of Colt 45, OE Ice 800.
Why would you say Colt 45?
No clue, because I drank it in the past, and I told you it was one of my faves.
Oh, there you go. So, this is out of 5 bags, right?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man, see.
5 brown paper bags.
All right. If I gave the...
You gave the original 4, I believe.
If I gave the original 4, this would have to be 3, just because...
That's what I said.
It's not the original. But as you can tell, I'm slurring way more than I ever did in the past 3, so... Shit.
It's that empty stomach, and it's that eating early is what it is.
Empty stomach. That's when you eat one hamburger the whole day, and it's fucking 10 after 10.
That's right, and it hits your bloodstream. There you go.
Yep. So... I have to
give
you 3.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Well, to all the listeners out there, we give it 3 apiece here for Old English 800 Ice. So it's 8-ball ice here. We're rolling 8% alcohol. So I think that's going to be the end of the podcast, and look for show number 5 coming around. We'll try to make it a lot sooner than 5 freaking weeks or whatever it took us to get this podcast out. And remember, 40OunceReview.com and 40OunceReview@gmail.com to email us. And the final thing, myspace.com/40OunceReview. And drink on, right? So for Jason and Al, see you next time.
See ya.
Through.
See ya.
Coming through with my shell and crew. 2 cents for a case, give me St. Ives crew. In the mix of broken bottles and crushed up cans. Met the cows in the jam, oh, how dry.
It's with St. Ives in my system. Crack another, I'm blessed. Let's go get the next one and get over. The object is to stay sober. Lay on a sofa, better yet, down my sofa.
Put me to Wallaby champs, stressed out. Could never be son. Rick and say deli, hit the deli for a cold one. Naturally blessed, yes. My rap is like a laser beam. The bullets in the bushes. St. Ives, fill a canteen.
Crack the bottle of the St. Ives. Sip it through those who don't feel like drinking ain't only to be drunk. You can't drive, keep my people alive. And if the sink don't know you from a can of pain, pain.
It was hot on the spot, so I chanted up the block. I saw aqua and eyes, I could tell by the dock. Out the back, he be built it. Not that taco filled it. Ice for bottles filled it. Till my cup be spilled it.
Ah, St. Ives.